Now, if you're watching the news last night, while we were basking in the sunshine and enjoying the good weather and looking at everything that was happening in terms of our news coverage and the happy jolliness of what was going on and the general interaction that we would have been having from a perspective of it being a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, we were also looking at the screens and seeing incredibly bad weather that was across in France, and it matched the mood of what was going on there, the search indeed for one of the disappeared. Let me speak to Sharon O'Neill, who's still across in France. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sharon, I was just painting the picture there of that gloomy scene in the woods with the rain coming down yesterday. Is any progress being made?
Well, the investigators only came here on Tuesday, and that was the result of 2 years of planning. Now, they had been here from first thing this morning, Frank, and I'm just walking along one of the pathways here in the forest. You can hear the sound of the birds in the air. And you might be able to hear in the background the sound of digging. They're still digging here, and that will be going on for some time. Now, the search here is in a corner of this forest around the size of a football pitch, and it has become more focused. Frank, they have been given information from Republicans on where Seamus Ruddy may be buried. They have been told it's more specific information, and they are hoping that by the time this is all over that they will unearth a dark secret here.
It's a very trying time for the family, but they may be getting close to the conclusion that the inevitable conclusion, and something that would draw a line under the heartache.
Yes, of course, but you know, you must remember it has been 32 years since Seamus Ruddy was tortured and murdered here and secretly buried, and that's 32 years of limbo for his family. They simply want closure. They simply want to return him home and for him to have the Christian burial that they so desperately want and that he deserves. In fact, his name is on the headstone of the family grave, and he will be buried alongside his mother if he is found. Now, it is a big if, and the investigators here, I've spent the last few days with them, they are committed, as they are with all of these searches, and they will not leave here until literally no stone is unturned. And they're still very hopeful. You know, they thrive on hope. That is how that they get themselves through this as well. And of course, they're in constant contact with Seamus's sister Anne. She was due to come out here today, but we understand she probably won't come out here until the weekend or even possibly early next week. And normally on a Saturday and Sunday, Frank, there is no work. It's the weekend here, but the team will be working Saturday and Sunday. They're working right through this in this search. And look, it can start in the morning where it seems as if nothing much is happening, and then you just don't know. That's the whole thing. The only thing that is certain here is the uncertainty.
Sharon, thank you very much for that. Sharon O'Neill, our correspondent, reporting from the dig in France.